Donald Trump acting just like Joe Biden, just like Kamala Harris would in his position, giving Netanyahu a blank check to cancel the peace deal and bomb whoever he feels like, including a hell of a lot of children. If you look at X.com in the feed there at the horrific pictures coming out of Palestine there, it's the most obvious contradiction. You can't be America first and Israel instead. It's got to be one or the other. And I know the American right is almost solidly on the side of Israel in almost all cases, but everybody's got their limit. And, you know, the American right used to really believe in George W. Bush in the Iraq War until they decided they didn't anymore. And I think there's a big crack up coming on the right, because what we're supporting there is just absolutely horrific. I mean, they're talking about, oh, well, maybe we'll just transfer the population to Syria so they can go live under the rule of Al-Qaeda that America and Turkey just helped install in power there, and Israel helped install in power there. I mean, this is completely insane what they're talking about and what they seem to have in mind. I don't know if they have an idea of how they mean to accomplish it. In other words, they don't have to do this at all. They never did. And when it comes to the entire history of Israel-Palestine, since the creation of the state, their special operations forces and spies have shown that they can reach out and touch someone one at a time. They do it all the time when that's what they want to do. Instead, what they've done here is level the place, invoking Dresden, level the place to make it uninhabitable because they want to steal it. They want to drive the Palestinians out of there. If they can't push them into Egypt, now they're pushing them into Syria. The Wall Street Journal even let a couple of Israeli officials run an article in our paper saying, you take them, you love the Palestinians so much. And this is their plan. And what's worse is they don't even really care that much about the Gaza Strip. It's the West Bank that they want. But they're going to go ahead and try to take care of this while they can. And that's why they broke the ceasefire. They don't want a ceasefire.